used, they had these molasses works out there.
At what?
Molasses plants, you know, where they had, where they was canning molasses, they had these.
Where'd they put it in?
They put it in cans, and you know, they used to ship it in the out of town. And then they had a lot of these coffee plants out there where they had losing coffee, and they had the French market coffee. And then you had a lot of, like I say, these cotton presses. God, they had about 12 of them out of there. And they used to work in there. Now, that was hard work, trucking that cotton. You see, it was coming in here, and they used to press it. See, the bales used to come in there. They used to call it an ID, and they only had two of these bands around it. So they had to roll that in there and put it in a cotton press, and they'd press it down to it would be about this hard. So that's why they call it cotton presses. And then you had your cotton pickeries, where they would grade your cotton. They would pick the cotton and grade it. Then you had your bag factories, and you had your twine mills. They had a big Lane's cotton mill up there on Chapatula Street. A lot of them worked in there, and then they were railroad men. Well, they all had different jobs, you see. But most of them were working on the riverfront, though. That's where most of them. And then they were pretty good construction men, too, you see. As a matter of fact, man, you think as far as the RS was concerned, they built most of all your canals up around New York and all the other places. You see, when the RS came here, they migrated down here, New York. A lot of them, like you take down there, a lot of them became police. Every time you turn around, you see an Irish policeman. That's what they call New York. You know, New York's finest. That's what they call the Irish cops up there. Well, that's the truth. That's all they were up in New York at one time, with big Irish policemen. But then they, like majority of boxes, they would take an Irish name, man. You had Polacks, they would take an Irish name. And there were so many screwed up people, they didn't know what name they were taking. They had a fellow out here, his name was they used to call him Kid. Now his boy was the editor of Look magazine. He left there, his name was Warren. I don't know if I got that little write-up, and I got in the pocket, I may have it. And he was very good friends with Ethel Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey, because Humphrey said, when I, you're my favorite, how the heck he said, I think I have it. It's a real good and nice write-up. I hope I didn't lose it, Garvey. Oh, no, I didn't know that it's upstairs somewhere. No, I think I haven't yet.
Yeah. Did your father read and write?
Oh, yeah, they could read and write, but you know, he had a...
Your mother too?
Yeah, they had a limited amount of schooling, because you see, they didn't have too many schools. There's your friend there, I think it's Lynn.
Yeah.
He, that thing. I'll tell you what, is there any way I could mail it to you? I really would like you to read that thing, because it's...
Well, I'll come back and do another interview with you. Maybe,
yeah.
I can.
Because I really would like you to read that, because it's something you really would be interested in. You know, it's about this man. And, here's another friend of mine. I thought this was him. You notice he's got an Irish name too.